USA Radio News.
The World Health Organization reported a 77% weekly increase in the number of lab-confirmed monkeypox cases to more than 6,000 worldwide, and two more deaths in part of Africa where the virus has been circulating for years. Most of the cases were reported in Europe and Africa. The UN Health Agency said the mysterious outbreak continues to mainly affect men in the LGBTQ community, and that other population groups show no signs of sustained transmission. The Biden administration is giving nearly $1 billion to 85 airports to expand and upgrade terminals and other facilities using money approved in last year's huge infrastructure bill. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The Food and Drug Administration has advised the emergency use authorization for Paxlovid, allowing for authorized state licensed pharmacists to prescribe the Pfizer antiviral medication to eligible patients. Paxlovid is authorized for the treatment of mild to moderate COVID-19 infections in adult and pediatric patients with positive results who are at risk for progression to severe COVID-19, including hospitalizations or death. It has been cleared for use and available for free in the U.S. since December. More information about Operation North Star is being issued.
Members of the U.S. Marshals Service and other members of law enforcement are sharing more information about a June initiative titled Operation North Star. LeDron Reynolds says the operation was concentrated on fugitives who committed violent offenses such as homicide, sexual assault, and robbery.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A federal judge has sentenced Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer convicted of murdering George Floyd, to 21 years in federal prison for violating Floyd's civil rights. The sentencing follows a plea deal that specified a sentence between 20 to 25 years. Under the plea deal, Chauvin will serve the sentence concurrently with the 22.5 years he is already serving for murder and manslaughter. As the Washington Post reported, Chauvin spoke directly to Floyd's family on Thursday and said he, quote, wishes all the best for them, but did not directly apologize nor explicitly express remorse. Hurricane experts at Colorado State University are holding firm in their updated Atlantic hurricane season forecast. They're predicting 20 named storms this season. Since Tropical Storm Colin formed last week, that means there are 17 more before things wind down in the fall. They believe we'll have 10 hurricanes and 5 major Category 3s or greater. They're setting the probability of the East Coast being hit by at least one major hurricane at about 50% each. They point to La Nina continuing through the remainder of the season being above normal. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.